For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. On Labor Day weekend 2001, two gentlemen were shot down by agents of government in Michigan at Rainbow Farm. The subversive actions for which they were shot down was for seeking a change to the marijuana laws. You remember this story, don't you? Oh, September 11th. Here to tell us about the closing days, the closing moments of Tom Crosland and Raleigh Rome is their good friend, Adam Brook.
And Labor Day weekend, the FBI and the Michigan State Police had 120 agents between the two organizations surrounding the property in the trees on the day that Tom was killed. Tom was killed first, actually. He had gone out at night with, he had taken his rifle and gone to the neighbor's house next door to grab some coffee. But as Tom was coming back to the house, three agents from the FBI had crawled up into the property and startled Tom, and one of them shot him in the head. We're not sure what or why, because, of course, the only witnesses are FBI agents. They started negotiating with Raleigh, and he wanted to see his son, and he made a deal with the police that they would bring his son to the property at 7 o'clock in the morning the following morning. And, you know, he never pointed this weapon at anybody. However, the Michigan State Police had rolled an armored car, an armored carrier type thing, into the front yard of the house, and one of them opened the hatch. And Raleigh had the rifle in his hand, and when one of them opened the hatch and popped his head up, one of the snipers in the tree shot Raleigh. Of course, the one thing you have to remember is that the tragedy at Rainbow Farm, which I referred to it as the Waco of weed, it was our private Waco. And the reason I say it was our private Waco is because it only was in the newspapers for 6 days, 7-8 days max. And then 9/11 happened, and it completely got erased.
Warning, the government doesn't want you to hear this ad.
Because they're embarrassed. They funded research indicating marijuana doesn't cause lung cancer and might even prevent cancer. Government research also found medical uses for marijuana, and no one has ever died of a marijuana overdose. The more research the government conducts, the more they undermine their own war on marijuana users.
Visit the Marijuana Policy Project Foundation at joinmpp.org or call toll-free 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
You know, the government spends billions on their drug war propaganda, and I think their underlying principle is if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bullshit. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.